Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Saturday about the deadly attack by a married couple on a California social services office.
This weekend, our hearts are with the people of San Bernardino, another American community shattered by unspeakable violence. We salute the first responders, the police, the SWAT teams, the EMTs, who responded so quickly with such courage and saved lives.
The FBI is officially investigating Wednesday's massacre as an act of terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday a number of pieces of evidence have turned up to make it a terrorist act, including signs the massacre was extensively planned. Bowditch said he had seen the Facebook posting where the wife involved in the massacre, Pakistani Tashfeen Malik, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group. The message was apparently posted on Facebook about the same time the shooting started, but Bowditch said he could not give any further information. Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, killed 14 people and wounded 21. The Islamic State said on its radio broadcast Saturday the husband and wife were supporters of the terrorist group. Officials attending a UN climate conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to deal with the consequences of rampant emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say there are plenty of unresolved issues to be hammered out before an agreement can be reached by Friday when the conference ends. This is VOA News. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul-Bashika region for routine training exercises. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing the Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. Children have long been featured in Islamic State propaganda, sometimes touted as cubs of the caliphate. The state of Texas Friday dropped its legal challenges to the U.S. State Department and the International Rescue Committee over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the state was satisfied with the federal government's assurances of cooperation and information sharing about refugees who would be sent to the state. Legal experts were not surprised by the move, since the state has no authority over immigration or refugee resettlement, and the federal government has been informing the state about the refugee vetting process and the resettlement program. Speaking to VOA, Michael Olivas, a law professor at the University of Houston, said the federal government has exclusive authority on these matters. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. The Pentagon has committed more than $265 million in security assistance to Ukraine since the fighting began. The Washington Post reported earlier this week that a Ukrainian special forces unit near the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk was using U.S.-supplied Humvees dating from the late 1980s and early 1990s. The U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might see of the planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby and continues to transmit data stored on its digital recorders. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.